parents of public school students are getting a letter from U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. The Dear Parent letter aims to explain the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, and what parents need to know about it. This is part of DeVos's Rethink School Tour, which starts later this week in Wyoming and Colorado. With us to talk about all this is Allison Klein, Assistant Editor for Education Week. Allison, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So what exactly does this letter say, and what is sort of the point of the Education Department sending this out to all these parents?
So the point of the guide is to help explain the new law that replaced No Child Left Behind. The replacement law is called the Every Student Succeeds Act. It actually passed almost 3 years ago, back in 2015, but the Education Department wanted to explain it in plain language that parents can understand. So that's what they released last week, actually, when they were doing their Rethink Schools tour. This year, the Rethink Schools tour went through southern states, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. It was actually last year that it went to states like Wyoming and Colorado.
Ah, okay. So how different is ESSA from No Child Left Behind, which parents maybe are familiar with if they had kids in public schools at that time?
So there are some key similarities in that both laws require students to take tests in grades 3 through 8 and once in high school in reading and math. But No Child Left Behind was really prescriptive about what should happen in schools that were found to be falling behind, whereas ESSA gives states a lot of running room when it comes to how to fix low-performing schools, how to train teachers, and what kind of standards to use.
Is this a new approach, Allison, to direct parents in particular, like write them a letter? I don't know if I've heard of something like this coming out of the federal government like this before.
You know, I don't remember anything quite like this where there was a letter to parents, but certainly going back all the way to Secretary Spelling, Secretary Duncan, and Secretary King, those were President Bush and President Obama's education secretaries. You know, they made reaching out to parents a big part of their agenda, too. All of them spoke to the PTA, for instance. So it's not unusual for the secretary to be reaching out to parents, but a letter like this is something a little different for the department.
Trying to explain a massive federal law in plain English is not always the world's easiest job. Do you have a sense of how successful this attempt might be? I mean, how understandable is it? How digestible is it for parents who are busy, you know, raising their kids and helping them with their homework and stuff?
So I haven't heard from any parents yet specifically, although this just came out last Thursday, so we'll have to see. I can say, as somebody who is an education reporter and has been living with the details of the law for a long time, you know, it does seem like a pretty good summary of some of the key provisions. And certainly Secretary DeVos got plaudits from a lot of Republican state chiefs and from the Council of Chief State School Officers, which represents state chiefs all across the country, for putting out this letter. But I have yet to see a lot of reaction from parents, either positive or negative, on this letter.
Is there additional room for parents to be involved in their kids' educations under ESSA that maybe wasn't there under No Child Left Behind?
Yes, that's definitely true. So a lot of states, most states' plans, actually all states' plans, have already been approved by the department. So parents don't really have a chance at this point to decide how their state is going to implement the law. But states and districts are going to be kind of the key actors when it comes to turning around low-performing schools under the Every Student Succeeds Act. And schools and districts are supposed to reach out to parents to figure out what those turnaround plans look like. And this letter may help some of those parents, sort of have a seat at the table throughout that process. What in figuring out, you know, what the best plan of action is if their child attends a low performing school. I should add, though, that civil rights groups are also doing a lot of this work and training parent volunteers across the country to have a seat at the table in that process as well.
All right. That's Allison Klein, Assistant Editor for Education Week. Allison, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.